This is Be the Story Spotlight. This week, I'll be looking at a touching portrait of a little girl's heart. The portrait comes in the form of a film that I watched and then had to watch again. And then I felt this incredible urge to get my own copy of the DVD and to run out and buy the novel on which the film is based. I'm referring to Because of Winn-Dixie, the award-winning film directed by Wayne Wang, based on the celebrated novel by Kate DiCamillo. Young Anna Sophia Robb gives a stellar performance as Opal, a 10-year-old girl just moved to a new town because her father is the preacher, and preachers move. More so even than most kids in a brand new town, Opal is lonely. Not only is she in a brand new place, but she's ostracized because she's the preacher's kid. Until she meets a stray dog that somehow got into the local supermarket, a Winn-Dixie supermarket, and in a fit of heroism, she rescues this dog from the pound by claiming that he's her dog. She names him Winn-Dixie after the supermarket and takes him home. And he becomes her only friend, even though there's no way she could possibly keep him. But Opal convinces her father to let her keep the dog, at least until they can find another home for him. And while that is happening, we learn that Winn-Dixie has a knack for making friends. And a touching transformation begins to happen to Opal and to everyone whose lives she touches, all because of Winn-Dixie. Released in 2005, Because of Winn-Dixie is apparently intended for older children, but I would recommend it for all ages. It's rated PG for thematic elements and brief mild language, but, well, I didn't detect anything objectionable in it, and I had no trouble letting my 7-year-old daughter watch the film. Being a character-driven story, the quality of the characters is, of course, important, and Because of Winn-Dixie definitely fulfills on that requirement. It has a cast of charming characters in touching and sometimes all-too-realistic conflicts. All of the character changes that happened were very convincing. There were no magical character changes just to push the plot forward. I always hate it when stories do that. Really, there was only one weak point, the local policeman, whose character was distorted, apparently for cheap comedic effect, sort of like Barney Fife on heroin. This aspect added nothing to the story, and it contrasted with his role as a lawman, so it came off as mixing the ridiculous with the sublime. That last phrase, mixing the ridiculous with the sublime, I actually got from my father, who himself was a preacher when I was 10. Now, my mother never did what Opal's mother did. Even so, it's possible that I identified more strongly with Opal and with her story because of my own experiences as a PK. This movie presents an incredibly realistic perspective on thorny issues that preachers and their families face that all too often, as parishioners, we are not aware of. This is Tim King for Be the Story Spotlight. Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out BeTheStory.com for lots more story-related discussion. I'll see you there. Bye now.